Day long, night long, the cool and pleasant breeze of the steady trade winds blowing. I don't know where John Masefield was when he wrote his poem extolling the benevolent character of tropical zephyrs, but it wasn't anywhere near me. Years ago, my wife and I sailed extensively in the trade wind belts, north and south of the line, two-handed in a modest gaff cutter. Squalls were a major feature. The wind whistled in merrily from around due east at force 4 to 6, driving an 8-foot sea. Because we were mostly sailing across or down the wind, this was okay until the daily squalls rolled along. Then, as now, these ratcheted up the breeze a force or so, and reefing a gaffer is a bit of a carry-on involving rounding up to heave to, letting go preventers, and dealing with various other nuisances. Knowing the whole show was probably only going to last a quarter of an hour, we usually left the sails as they were and ran square off the wind to reduce the apparent force and the heeling. The ground loss to windward was insignificant, but the strategy demanded a certain amount of optimism. I learnt that you can tell a lot about an advancing squall by looking at it. If its skirt of rain obscures the horizon, it'll probably do no worse than wet you thoroughly, but it might hide the potential to be a real shocker with wind to wake the dead. The same holds good in our own latitudes, except that the wind is usually less mind-numbing. In the tropics, the sudden gale with a deluge on the side is known as the white squall. I hadn't been hit by one in years, but last winter it all came back to me. Chartering in the Virgin Islands with a group of pals, we watched a typical thunderhead come trundling down from the general direction of Africa. Close hauled, we searched for the horizon underneath it, but there wasn't any. As we watched, it suddenly speeded up. When it was a quarter mile away, we noted the sea turning white and what looked like a dense fog bank. In fact, the rain was so intense you couldn't see through it. Our charter boat had only two single-line reefs and a roller jonneau, which meant sailing upwind in what was coming wasn't an option. With coral reefs to leeward, nor was running off, so we got a shot of the headsail and banged down our second reef and started the engine as a squall hit us. The wind was along the coast with the land to starboard, so we put the now horizontal joined-up rain fine on our starboard bow and crept seawards to be safe in zero visibility. No fog is ever as dense as white squall rain. In the old days, we'd have used it to fill our 40-gallon tank in a minute or two via a hose and funnel from the main gooseneck. Now, we simply hung on. Breathing was difficult, and looking to windward a physical impossibility without diving goggles. It just hurt too much. 10 minutes later, it stopped, as though someone had turned off a tap. To leeward, we watched the white water receding. Up to weather, a boat which so recently had been beating bravely was now trying to stow a tattered headsail. Behind her, the sky was blue again, while beyond the sea's horizon the fluffy, friendly trade wind cumulus was becoming re-established. The sea, which had been totally flattened by the weight of rain, began lumping up once more, and someone was handing me a beer as I wrung out my shorts. "Squalls," observed one of my more literary chums. "How like life! They fall on you from what seems a clear sky, and they hammer you almost to death. You can't imagine how you'll live through them. Then they're gone, like a dream in the night, and the good times roll again."